I'm not sure how much of this to play because it may irritate some of you and some may love it. It is still 95 days to Christmas, but when is it too early to start buying presents, wrapping them up and having everything ready and sorted? Sky News anchor Kay Burley has revealed that she is sorted for the big day already and that she actually starts in January by buying cut price paper and cards. I thought that one would be worth a fortune, and she's buying cut price cards. And by the end of September, she has everything bought, wrapped up and ready to go. What do you think? Is it simple planning or Christmas crackers? 03030 80 55 55. We've got the commentators Niamh Horan and Ian Collins on the line. Good morning to you both. Niamh, I think you're a Grinch, and Ian, I think you're, what's the opposite of that?
Well, can I say happy Christmas first of all, Stephen? It's too early, frankly. I think I'm an optimist, actually.
I think your phone's bust. We'll fix that, and then someone can tell you that it's Vinny and not Stephen. But anyway, Niamh, you're a Grinch.
No, I don't think so. Look, I heard a great tip. If you're ever trying to make a decision or you're trying to decide something, you're trying to decide whether you're right or wrong, ask yourself, what's your intention behind it? So if all these people are going out now and doing Christmas shopping in the start of September, how many weeks before Halloween, if they're doing it because they want to put aside things and they don't want to get caught up in the madness.
I think we need to, we need to raise your Christmas spirit.
If they're doing it because it's the start of the madness, that's ridiculous, you know?
Is this not helping? Is this not lifting your mood, Lee, for me?
No! I was in a shop, I won't name them, about 2 weeks ago. And I said, don't tell me you have your Halloween stuff in already. They said, Halloween, all our Christmas stuff is in the we put out. And it seems to be getting earlier and earlier every year. And when you have it for 4 months, it kind of loses the bit of magic, you know?
Do you think so, Ian? Because some people do overdo it. And then you get people that will say, look, you forget the message and the meaning of Christmas. And it just becomes one big party that starts in September. And by the time December comes, you're sick of it.
Well, no, I don't think you are. You see, the other day, I mean, it's a great example of what is going on at the moment. We've just been debating the border issue. We've been doing this for 18 months. We're probably doing it for another 18 years. Brexit's going on. It's a little gloomy out there. There's a lot of uncertainty. I walked into Tesco the other day, and I was met with a massive display of chocolate Santas. And I have to say that my mood immediately lifted, Stephen. It was just a fabulous moment where I thought, yes, Christmas, the colour, the tinsel, the music, the bright lights. You should never get fed up with that. So if, for no other reason, in the wake of it, against the backdrop of a pretty grumpy era we're all living through right now, then, frankly, we should embrace Christmas with both hands, whether that's just a case of enjoying all of the scenery around us, the fact that the shops are beginning to stock up with stuff, or whether it's the fact that, you know, this is something that is lifting our mood. It's genuinely lifting our mood. I don't know why anybody would not enjoy Christmas starting at around about the end of September. Perfectly reasonable.
I know what I'm going to buy you for Christmas, Ian Collins, and that is a new phone. On a slightly more serious side of things, you know, for some people, Christmas is a difficult time. Let's talk about, you know, financially, money-wise. And then when they bring their kids into shops and they're full of gifts and presents and everything aimed at that season, you know, it must make their heart sink to an extent because they have to start, you know, listening to their kids, telling them what they want and thinking, I just can't make that happen.
Well, I mean, I think at the moment, obviously, there is, yeah, you're always going to get that, I suppose it's the sort of the instant gratification about capitalism and always try to sell us something and all the rest of it. And, you know, that's down to parents to make sure they don't lead their kids into a full sense of, you know, you can have all of this stuff now. But frankly, I think the overarching issue about Christmas, I think Kay Burley's point, I mean, I'm weeping at the idea that poor old Kay has to buy cut price cards, and, you know, clearly down there at Sky they need to up her hourly rate a little more so she can buy some decent kit for Christmas. But broadly speaking, it's not a bad idea.
Okay,
it could be expensive, so why not budget?
Sorry
why
to cut across you, and just want to get June in before the 10 o'clock news. June, you bought your Christmas cards already.
Christmas cards, Christmas presents, all from December, January last year.
Why?
I haven't everything in, obviously.
Have you got a present for me?
Because I spent 1 year £27. What I like to think would have spent last year if I hadn't got them in early. £27 on cards just for family members.
And that's madness. So I do what I do, June, and buy the really cheap ones of £1 for about 50 and then write them all and forget to send them. We'll leave it at that. Niamh Horan and Ian Collins, thank you very much.